Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And we are joined by KDK TV's Barry Pintar, who spent time in California covering those incredible wildfires, unlike anything we've seen since maybe Hawaii the previous year. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. So you're from this area. You spent many years in the Los Angeles area working as well. What was it like to be on the ground with those fires active at the time you were there?
Yeah, you know, I've covered a lot of things in my career, as you have as well. We see a lot of things in what we do. I can tell you, I've never seen so much disheartening devastation that I saw there. It was, we use words like apocalyptic, but it really was that. You know, our first night there, we got off the plane, we went right to CBS headquarters, and then they suited us up with our fire gear, if you watch some of that stuff that I was wearing, and we went out to the Pacific Palisades area to start. I was not prepared for what I saw there. People, you know, again, when you're talking about a fire, a rapidly moving fire with wind gusts up to 100 miles an hour with no warning, people were abandoning their cars and running. And we went to one of these streets where there were just lines of abandoned cars. And Larry, I've never seen anything like it. The metal on these cars, because of the force of the fire, was melted and dripping down the road. And now keep in mind, of course, the power's out. So it's completely dark. All we have are the lights on our cameras or the lights on our car. Power lines. I just heard your traffic report about power lines down. Imagine power lines down everywhere. I mean, it was absolutely devastating to the tune of, if you can imagine, you know, upwards near 50,000 acres, acre after acre, mile after mile of this. So yeah, it's pretty devastating.
Barry, you lived in the Los Angeles area for quite a few years. Describe for us, if you would please, how close did you live to any of these areas where there were one of the fires?
Yeah, so the two big fires were the Palisades Fire, which is down near the Malibu area, Brentwood, encroaching onto Beverly Hills, and then up in the Eaton Fire, which is Pasadena area where the Rose Parade comes from. I lived right in that Pasadena area. As a matter of fact, I worked out at the Rose Bowl for years and years. There's a running track on the outside parking lot area. So we were absolutely in our neighborhood. And see, that's the difference. I've covered a lot of wildfires in California before, but they're out into the mountains and you have to drive a couple of hours to get them. That's what we're used to seeing on the news. What sets this apart is this was right in neighborhoods where people live that were totally devastating. So if I can draw a local parallel, if we saw in the news that, let's say up in Clarion County, which we both know, in Cook Forest, had a forest fire, we'd go, oh man, that's bad, that's terrible. Those firefighters, look, they have to go deep into the mountains to fight this forest fire. Now take that forest fire and put it into Wexford or Cranberry or the Strip District. That's the difference. We're talking about homes, businesses, churches, completely areas of human life living completely wiped out.
We're with KDK TV's Barry Pintar, who spent time in California recently to cover the fires. And for those that don't know, there are still active fires, including Palisades Fire, 90% containment, but 23,000 acres burned. And then there's the Eaton Fire, Hughes Fire, Border 2 Fire. I mean, there's just a continuation. Now they're getting some heavy rains, Barry, and as you know, they're worried about, on top of everything else, mudslides.
Yeah, exactly. So those heavy rains should move out later tonight in the Los Angeles area. But I'll tell you, at the end of the day, those rains are a blessing. But if I could talk for one moment about containment, because you brought up Palisades Fire is 90% contained. I think the Eaton Fire, 98% contained. Because we live in the area we live in, we don't really understand that word containment. People often think, for example, in the early days when I said there's 0% for 0% containment, 7% containment, that isn't the amount of fire that's out. If you think of the word container, where they have actually built away fire lines, or there's a natural barrier like a river. In other words, the fire can't go any further. So containment is not the percentage of flames that are still burning. It's where they've gotten it into the control to the part where they can't go any further. So yes, the rains have significantly put out these fires. The containment is high. And now, again, with that rain that's continuing as we speak, it looks like we're at the end of the act of fire, the devastation we saw. But, Larry, we're talking J.P. Morgan, for example, is saying $50 billion with a B in terms of damage. We're hearing, imagine living in Pittsburgh and you have a flood and you don't have insurance. You know, insurance companies are refusing to pay for these fires. These people have nowhere to go. They have no home. They have no even neighborhood, no neighbor to stay with. The neighbor's home is gone as well. So, yeah, we're now dealing with the mudslides, which are terrible. And we understand mudslides in Pittsburgh. But the fact that the fires are finally out, so highly contained, now it's just a devastating cleanup. And dare I say, bringing in the sniffing dogs to find the people that just didn't get out, because, you know, the death toll count, I think, is maybe 28 right now. But officials are first to say it's much higher than that, because, you know, some people try to stick around and hose off their homes, and within seconds they could be faced with flames and, you know, devastation, loss of life.
Are there any plans, Barry, for you to return to Southern California?
Well, so we'll see what happens. At this point, again, it looks like things are under control now. You know, one of the great things about, you know, if I could just tout working for CBS and KDKA is because we're owned and operated by CBS, and our management just so closely works together. I think you know the story. Within a day, I was on a plane and there and reporting on the ground. So short of some natural disaster happening, not at this point. Of course, they could send me back for some sort of follow-up. But again, the good news for at least those who live in those areas is high percentage containment, rain. It looks like things are under control. But just as we saw in Hawaii, as you mentioned, far from the end of the story.
Barry, appreciate your input. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Always my pleasure, Larry.
KDK TV's Barry Pintar, who spent recently a lot of time covering those fires in Los Angeles.
I remember him mentioning before that it stuck with me that he had lived in that area, and I wanted to get a better idea just how close he was where his former residence was. So,
yeah, I think he did a great job of describing the enormity, because it's hard to get wrap your mind around it, you know, being here. We've never seen anything even close to that.
No.
I mean, we barely have a brush fire or two in a season, which typically is very small, and, you know, rarely is there associated loss of life, unlike this situation. So consider yourself fortunate. We dealt with some extreme cold, and now we're moving out of that. So we'll take a little sunshine today in 36.